Good evening and welcome to the second hour of the Great Northern Radio Show, broadcasting live from Armory Square in downtown Park Rapids, Minnesota. This is our, that's a good cheer line. Have some tidbits about the Armory. You know, it was the called into federal service in 1940, 1 year before Pearl Harbor. It's the largest, the longest serving guard unit in World War II was the 6th Minnesota Infantry right here in Park Rapids. The annex building was added in 1941, and on the site of the original Park Rapids Opera House, which means that since 1914, 100 years of community art and culture and music have been performed from this space. That's all very exciting. And of course, it's fall, which is beautiful around here. Fall means many things in this neck of the woods. It means the changing of the leaves, pumpkins, football, and of course, hunting. Yeah. Now, I live in northern Minnesota. I've lived here all my life. I don't hunt. Yes, I eat meat. I eat meat, and the reasons I don't hunt has nothing to do with a felony preventing me from owning or transporting weapons. This, after all, is the most socially acceptable reason any able-bodied man between ages 11 and 97 wouldn't be out in the woods on opening morning looking for deer to shoot. People here understand probation. You know, it might even garner you some sympathy. Oh, too bad for that guy. Too bad. People don't know what to do with the guy who doesn't hunt on purpose. You hunt, it starts. Nope, I say. Huh. This is the sound that triggers my defensiveness. There is judgment in that wordless, amorphous sound. Nah, I figure I can afford hamburger. No reason to tromp out in the cold. Huh. A repetition of the first sound indicating that this is not an acceptable answer. My family hunts, I continue. They've got a shack up by Cook. 3 generations. I take my boys up there a few times a year to ride the trails, hang out with Grandpa. If I'm lucky, this conversation ends shortly with the understanding that I really am from here. I just don't hunt for some reason. Maybe I'm just embarrassed about being on probation, or perhaps I am impaired in some way not visible from the outside. As long as I don't mention having a newspaper column to write or anything involving the internet, I still have an outside chance at begrudging social acceptance. See, it's not just about the sport of harvesting trophies and venison from the woods. The rifle deer hunting season is a 16-day venerated cultural tradition, usually consciously veering into the realm of tractor pulls and what we on the Iron Range call pit parties shortly after the sun sets. Hunting season in northern Minnesota is 24% eating, 12% sauna, 25% riding ATVs, 20% riding trucks out to pull ATVs out of the mud, 15% driving bigger trucks out to pull that truck out of the same mud, 37% driving whatever's left to town to buy all the parts that broke in this process, 4% in the outhouse, and 41% standing around a fire that slowly consumes wood and various things that are not wood. The remaining time is spent actually hunting deer. That amount varies. I forgot drinking. That is in there, too. And no, these numbers don't add up to 100, because what is this, math class? We ain't building a watch here. Cell phones don't work up at the shack. Don't call. See you Sunday, or Monday, or Tuesday, whatever. I once met a guy whose family still lived off the deer hunt. They ate venison year-round on their working dairy farm. That's getting to be quite rare. Most hunters enjoy the season for the sport, the socialization, the simple act of getting away from a workaday world. A not insignificant number of hunters like the evaporation of social norms that occur at the hunting shack. Still other men in this stoic community of Iron Range men deem hunting to be the only time for men to impart any concept of value to the next generation. In other words, you have to go to deer camp. It's a long year of harumphing over the Vikings, politics, and weather between real conversations. Indeed, I don't hunt. It's true. I could. I still don't. I like to observe nature and leave it alone. I don't want to field dress a deer. When someone hands me venison jerky, I'll eat it and pretend to like it, but I just don't care. I have a blog to maintain. And hey, someone's got to edit this audio file on my iMac. I mean, there's all this. Okay, fine. I'm on probation. I beat up a guy at a bar. That's why. It's just easier this way.